Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
The Astraea Warbirds Museum has updated its 40-plus vintage military aircraft to honor those who served in the Vietnam conflict. The Astraea Warbirds Museum, home of the Woodland Auto Display, has a multi-million dollar collection and over 20,000 square feet of indoor buildings for the vintage auto and race car enthusiast. Open Thursday through Sundays, 10 to 4, Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, and they're always looking for new volunteers. Go to ewarbirds.org.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect, and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, November 20th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council designates Pioneer Park as surplus land. Federal funding secured for new fire engine in Cambria. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, showers this afternoon, highs in the low 50s. It's 47 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, solar for savings, battery backup for security, and don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Pioneer Park has been designated as surplus land by the Paso Robles City Council. The parcel containing the park is located at the corner of Riverside Avenue and 19th Street, adjacent to a parcel in the east that contains the baseball field and south of the Pioneer Museum parcel. The parcel itself holds restrooms, a small parking lot, and a skate park. The city first intended to negotiate with the Pioneer Museum to use the land for a new history center as part of the Uptown Center specific plan, but these negotiations fell through in 2019 and 2021, according to the city. The city is not in a binding agreement with the Pioneer Museum from this, and this does not make the land non-exempt from surplus land act regulations. By declaring it surplus, entities can enter into negotiation with the city for purchasing the land. The council voted 4-1 to declare the parcel surplus. Councilman Bausch dissented, wanting to table the item for 90 days to potentially negotiate with the event center for the parcel. A special meeting for the Paso Robles City Council has been scheduled for Friday, November 21st at 9 a.m. The meeting will take place in the Norris Room at Centennial Park, like all recent regular meetings. The agenda for tomorrow's meeting is a vision session and workshop ahead of the 2026-27 fiscal year budget cycle. The agenda says that budget goal setting sessions typically begin in Q1 of 2026 to set the budget for June. However, it has been years since the city has conducted a facilitated standalone workshop. With the recent leadership transition, the agenda says this upcoming workshop will provide a focused opportunity to initiate strategic planning for the next fiscal year's budget in advance. You can attend the meeting in person or watch online. Federal funding secured for new fire engine in Cambria. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Representative Jimmy Panetta's office announced that he has helped secure $935,000 in federal funding for the Cambria Community Services District Fire Department. The funds will go to the purchasing of a new Type 1 fire engine, a state-of-the-art engine expected to improve the fire department's ability to serve and protect Cambria's community. Cambria, according to Representative Panetta's office, has been designated as a high fire hazard severity zone, historically threatened by wildfires. This past year, both engines have suffered mechanical issues, taking them offline and forcing the department to borrow an engine from the Paso Robles Fire Department. General Manager of the Cambria Community Services District, Matthew McKellany, said, quote, "This critical funding ensures our firefighters have a reliable, modern equipment they need to protect Cambria for years to come." The funding is delivered by the U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development's Community Facilities Program. The 41st Annual Thanksgiving for Paso Robles will be returning Thursday, November 27th at Centennial Park.
And you have a choice of turkey, ham, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, mixed vegetables, stuffing, and pie, and cranberry sauce. We invite anybody who has a financial or social need to be with people on Thanksgiving Day.
That's David Cudia, chairman of the Thanksgiving for Paso Robles Steering Committee, inviting anyone to Centennial Park to enjoy a free Thanksgiving meal. The entire event is put on by volunteers, but about 40 are still needed for the week of Thanksgiving.
And during the week of Thanksgiving, we require about 230 volunteers to prepare all of the food, get the venue ready, and then to serve all the food on Thanksgiving Day. You can go to our website, thanksgivingforpasorobles.com. Another need we have is we're looking for folks to join our steering committee. We're looking for some folks that want to get further involved.
Cash donations to help fund the meals are also always accepted. You can go to thanksgivingforpasorobles.com to make a request or delivery, sign up to volunteer, or make a cash donation. Again, about 40 volunteers are still needed for the week of Thanksgiving. The Paso Robles and Atascadero Police Departments have both received grants from the Office of Traffic Safety for traffic enforcement programs. Grant programs run through September 2026. The grant for Paso Robles totals about $75,000 and $65,000 for the city of Atascadero. These grants will provide funds for programs and resources, including DUI checkpoints and patrols, enforcement operations focused on dangerous driver behaviors, community presentations on traffic safety issues, officer training, and/or recertification. Caltrans has announced there will be a closure of the intersection of Highway 58 and El Camino Real in Santa Margarita. The closure starts Saturday, November 22nd at 6 a.m. and goes through Tuesday, November 25th at noon. Caltrans says during this closure, travelers will leave Highway 58 and detour on Encina Avenue and H Street before returning to the highway. Message signs will alert travelers to the closure and indicate the established detour. The closure is for Union Pacific Railroad to perform a full rehabilitation and maintenance project at the railroad crossing. In sports for the NFL, tonight the Bills will face the Texans. In the NBA, the Thunder beat the Kings 113-99, the Heat over the Warriors 110-96, the Knicks beat the Mavericks 113-111, the Bulls over the Trailblazers 122-121. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Magic, the Kings will go against the Grizzlies, the Hawks will face the Spurs, and the 76ers will go against the Bucks. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
I've had my cars repaired at Davis Body Shop on multiple occasions.
Camille talks about her experiences at Davis Body Shop.
Each time I've been greeted by very friendly and professional staff members. Patrick conducts a thorough assessment of the damage and provides a detailed overview of what the repairs will entail. Their quality of work is exceptional. Thanks, Davis Body Shop.
And thank you, Camille, for sharing your story. When customers write Davis Body Shop, we read each and every letter or email, and we listen to everything you have to say. After all, that's why we've been around for over a half a century, and that's why we are the longest established shop on the Central Coast. We are the Auto Collision Specialist. If you ever need auto body repair service, remember Davis Body Shop on El Camino Real Atascadero and at Paso Robles Chevrolet on Theater Drive. And maybe you too will say,
thanks, Davis Body Shop.
California Headline News. UC Board of Regents votes to approve a tuition hike for new students. A hike opposed by students who showed up on campuses to voice their concerns.
Though it wouldn't really affect us who are already in the UC because our tuition's already set, we really want to we want it to be affordable for future generations because we were once, you know, incoming UC students ourselves.
UC Board approving a plan raising tuition up to 5% each year for new students. California's budget deficit up to about $18 billion. That's up $5 billion from an earlier projection this past summer. Republican State Senator Roger Nilo says additional income tax revenue isn't keeping up with spending.
On an ongoing basis, those expenditures exceed what we reasonably expect to receive in revenues over the next 3 or 4 years.
State's legislative analysts saying the new tariffs and higher health care costs are hurting the state. Gas prices in the state averaging $4.63 a gallon. That's down 5 cents from last week, about the same as last month. Jeff Scott, California News. California Headline News. The FBI has notified some current and former members of Governor Gavin Newsom's administration that their calls or electronic messages were monitored in an investigation of his former chief of staff. This follows the arrest of Dana Williamson, Newsom's lead aide from 2023 to 24. Williamson charged with stealing about $225,000 from a campaign fund linked to California former Attorney General Javier Becerra. She allegedly conspired with Becerra's chief of staff, his wife, and two lobbyists. California News. I'm Jeff Scott.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights, so why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The California Department of Pesticide Regulation plans to add pesticide-treated seeds to the monthly use reports growers already use must file with county agricultural commissioners. As part of the proposal, the state would also limit seed treatments to those products registered both federally and by the state. Under a lawsuit settlement between DPR and environmental groups, the state must develop and finalize a rule to label and track pesticide-treated seed use by January 1st. Paul Sanguinetti, who farms tree and row crops with his sons near Stockton, has for years relied on pesticide treatments on corn to seed to control soil-borne pests such as wireworms. Should the proposal be adopted as written, Sanguinetti said it would add more record-keeping at times to an already cumbersome task. It's another reporting job when you're trying to plant, Sanguinetti said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Durenter of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price, whether it's home, auto, life, or business. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Rain this morning with showers this afternoon, highs in the mid-50s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Showers early tonight with cloudy skies overnight, lows in the low 40s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday. Upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, upper 60s on Wednesday, 69 a week from today. Currently it is 47 degrees and raining in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 722.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks rallied at the open. The Dow was up more than 600 points, though there was a long-awaited report on the job market released. Investors are focusing on stunning earnings from NVIDIA and its upbeat forecast. Shares of the artificial intelligence chipmaker opened more than 4% higher. Walmart also reported a better-than-expected quarter. Shoppers are focusing on food and household staples, and they're buying online, which boosted Walmart sales. Walmart shares are up 2.5%. The September employment report was stronger than expected, with 119,000 jobs created. The unemployment rate rose to 4.4%. And Verizon is laying off more than 13,000 employees, part of aggressive cost cutting. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jeannie Coselda, invested in you.
If your cash is sitting in a savings account, it's at risk. Old school advice says save more, but today the strategy is broken. When inflation spikes, they print money or cut rates, your dollar shrinks. So do your savings. The solution? Own something real. Physical gold and silver. When the dollar drops, gold and silver prices rise. And with Noble Gold, owning gold is simple. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The knowledge is free. The protection is priceless. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Lindsay and Greg from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Do you want to buy jewelry online, but you are scared the piece of jewelry will not be the quality it claims to be? Have you done tons of online research, but you don't know the vital quality aspects to look for when purchasing jewelry?
K. John's Jewelry Company is here to help. We're a family and veteran-owned local business. We have a nice selection of quality jewelry that is priced competitively with the internet jewelry stores. And most of our pieces are proudly made in the USA.
If we don't have exactly what you have fallen in love with on Instagram, we can design it for you or order it from the hundreds of other designers we partner with. We are the best of both worlds, a local family-run business, and we can provide exactly what you want for a great value. We shop for you for diamonds and jewelry pieces the way we shop for ourselves. The absolute best quality for the absolute lowest price.
And remember, we gladly pay the sales tax for active duty and retired veterans. Come see us at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero or chat with us at kjohns.com or on Instagram.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Alrighty, we're set and ready to go, but a reminder, the Toy Bank and, of course, Community Coats for Kids, they're in full swing, and we do have a drop-off here at KPRL for both. That is the 38th annual Coats for Kids Drive, and the day of giving will be December 13th at the Paso Robles Event Center. They need good, warm, new, or gently used coats, jackets, sweaters, and sweatshirts for children and adults for the distribution, and you can get them cleaned at, if need to be, Plaza Cleaners in Paso Robles or Atascadero, or Fashion Cleaners in Atascadero. And for all the other information, the collection boxes and so forth and so on, you can go for coatsforkidsslocounty.org. And to volunteer to set up or distribution, call Gail at 805-570-4524. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. Tascadero, your Honda power equipment dealer, 238-5775, which you can text that as well, the 75238-KPRL. And here we go.
Oh, how happy you have made me. So
Morning Exchange.
All right, coming up this afternoon, Karen's back. She'll have on your county assessor, Mr. Tom Bordenaro. So that's 12:30 till 2 as we go to the phone lines. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Def.
At the meeting, city council meeting, the city attorney said that by making the Pioneer Park and Museum area surplus land, it's got to go to the first people that gets a shot at buying it is the state. When I think whenever like a governmental agency has land like that, the first shot at buying it is the state. Well, actually, I think it's first the federal government, the state, then the county, and then if nobody else wants it, then the public can buy it. But that's the way she said it works. And she said that if they don't make it surplus property, then anybody could buy it. The state could still buy it, or private people could buy it, or the Pioneer Museum could buy that land. But once it's surplus, the state has first shot at buying it. And I have the impression, don't know if I heard something about it, or I'm just thinking it, but the state wants it, so I'm thinking the state wants it so they could put like low-income housing on that area, and some contractor is going to make money by doing that. That's what I think could happen.
So you think that right next to the fairgrounds that the state would buy the property to put in low-income housing?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know for sure if I heard that at the meeting or if it's just my imagination or what, but that is a possibility too.
Hmm. Well, not that this matters, but that doesn't make sense because the state, it's just not a good location for that.
Yeah, the land that the state, that Paso sold to the fairgrounds is some land that's adjacent to that. Mm-hmm. 1-point-something acre parcel where the Pioneer Museum and the park is at.
Yeah.
They sold that a few years ago.
Hang on, can I interject here real quick, Daffy? You keep saying the Pioneer Museum and park are there. The museum isn't a part of that parcel. It's next to it.
Yeah, but it's all owned by the city to where it's all... They're making the whole area surplus property. Yeah, all the parcels are surplus property, I'm pretty sure.
No, it's not. It's not. Here on the agenda, I see the parcel highlighted. The Pioneer Museum is not the highlighted part. That's surplus. Kevin, didn't you also say earlier that the museum or like whatever runs the museum bought that parcel way back?
From the city in 2015.
Well, why were they in negotiations to buy it in 19 and 21, and now the city's not obligated to honor anything that was done back then? It sounds as if they were going to buy it in 19 and 21, didn't do it, and so a day or two before the meeting, the city found out they weren't obligated to honor anything that happened in 19 and 21, so I don't understand how they'd already bought it if they were going to try to buy it in 19 and 21.
All right, let me try and break it down then. So in that spot, there are three parcels. One is the one on the east with the baseball field and stuff that's already been bought by the state. Then there's the Pioneer Museum. To the south of that is Pioneer Park. It's not part of the museum parcel. Pioneer Park with the skate part, that's the 1.65 acres. That's the parcel they were talking about last night. And previously, the museum was in negotiations with the city to maybe buy that parcel and construct something there. I forgot exactly what it was called, but those negotiations fell through. Because the negotiations fell through, nothing was signed, nothing was actually agreed upon. The city is under no obligation to sell that surplus property they just declared last night to the museum.
Yeah, so therefore the museum doesn't own it at this point.
The museum doesn't own Pioneer Park to the south of it. The museum owns their own parcel that they're on.
Oh, okay. they were in negotiation to buy the rest of the park. Oh, okay.
Correct. The area that's just to the south of the museum, Pioneer Park, with the skate park, the trees, the grass, all that stuff, that's the parcel that was talked about last night.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I do remember that they said that the museum wanted that piece to be able to expand and do something there. Okay.
Well, a history center, yes.
Sense, Chris. Okay. Okay, well, thank you for that information.
Yeah, I had to listen to the entire bit of that this morning just to clarify, because I was confused about it as well, and I wanted to make sure that I listened to it all and I process it all before I go out there and, you know, say something that's incorrect. But based on what I've heard, what I'm looking at right now for the screenshots and the slideshow shared from the city council meeting, that's what was talked about.
Well, is the museum in danger of being shut down?
That's just speculation. Probably not, based on what happened last night. I mean, I'm not going to say that it can't happen, but the parcel that was deemed surplus is not the parcel that the museum currently sits on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for clearing that up.
You're welcome.
All right, Daff. Thanks, Chris. Good. Let's see here. Well, before the phone call came in, this is in your clarification. Let's see here. John Hammond ought to be ashamed of himself. To blatantly cut off Chris Bausch on Tuesday's night clearly shows that he has a personal vendetta against Chris. Chris is a stand-up man in the community and should be commended for it. Also, on the text, might I suggest, since they are redoing City Hall, they put up a John Hammond wall of shame. Well, we have a wall of shame here at KPRL. I got a couple of things up there behind me. I've been up for quite a while, and I'm proud to share them. They're not of people. They're of, anyone specifically. There are letters written to, me that are up there. So I have them up there proudly. So, all right, there you go, folks. A couple of little things there. And I mentioned about the pickleball court up in Carmel. They have banned pickleball playing up there because it upsets some of the people. And again, I just get into this listening to people or reading people's comments. You guys are all in a position to protect us. That's your number one goal. That's what your job is, not to placate these pickleball enthusiasts. Well, city councils placate to many people, tennis players, youth sports, youth this, youth that, and so forth. That's what makes a community. Again, I've always said, when you go to buy someplace and you see some empty land, you might want to do due diligence and see what it's zoned for, and just imagine in your mind what the potential would be when it is developed. It is developed. It's like people that, move into an airport. This is not the same, but move into where an airport is after the planes have been there for 30 years and start complaining about the noise. They're known as morons. I'm pretty sure about that. Okay, what else do we have here? Nothing. Yes, there is. I'm going to play this clip. It was from the Paso Robles School Board meeting the other night. This is the Loftus. She is the superintendent, and this has to do with an issues with the bathrooms once again. But I noticed in this, because I played, just going through it, my curiosity, because it's 3 hours long, and I, not going to listen to the whole thing, but I noticed that one particular member of the school board, Mr. Kogan, at least on the videos that I, part of the video that I have been watching this morning, he's very fidgety. And looking at his cell phone and seems disinterested in some of the speakers, and also he's eating up there, which is disgusting, but I've been told that that's common. So anyway, here's a little bit of Loftus on, by the way, I don't know, and hopefully you'll find out if there has been any more internal investigation on the principal at Paso Robles High School. You may remember the story from a couple of weeks ago. Nothing on that yet, but let's see here. Oh, I just heard a ring on my text. So anyway, here is Loftus
All right. One of the things that we've started doing this year is to offer the superintendent or staff an opportunity to respond to any public comment where they feel like there's a need for clarification or further information, because we recognize it can be really frustrating to give public comment and have us all sit here silently as if we weren't listening. So I wanted to offer the superintendent that opportunity.
I'd like to address two different topics this evening. One, just briefly, the restrooms at the high school, because I've made note that we have a restroom, a gender-neutral restroom specifically, that has doors that do not lock. That's the first time I've heard that, so I've already made mention of that to Mr. Pulowski, who will be following up on that tomorrow, if he has not already followed up on it this evening. I also had a concern brought to me previously about an individual who was hanging out in the restroom, and from what I understand, there was a conversation with that individual at the school. We don't hang out in restrooms. We go in, we do our business, and then we leave. So if that is continuing to be an issue or an area of concern, we definitely want our students to reach out and express that to their assistant principal or to a student supervisor on that campus, because that's really just not a good use of student time, and that's not what those places are intended to be used for.
Well, also, prior to that, one girl got up and talking again about her concerns and her lack of, according to the young lady, lack of response from those that were sent letters or made aware of some issues that have been going on, or the potential to be going on, in the girls' bathrooms. And according to a report I got, that it had to do with the, let's see here. This is, well, it's not showing up at this time, because it had to do with the pronouns and so forth. This person staying in the, or hanging out in the girl's bathroom. So I don't know what happened to it. So anyway, I will try and find that. Oh, here it is. And let's see here. Boy, it has to do... the locker room. Loftus admitted that there was a boy hanging out in the girls' locker room. Again, this was brought to the attention before. Why it takes this long. A couple of the girls attended and spoke about their plight they've been talking about for a while at the high school. And then, again, Loftus admitted to being one that just hangs out in the bathroom, actually uses he, him pronouns. But why is he in the girl's bathroom if those are the pronouns he's using? So, again, the issue continues at the high school, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and continue to pay your taxes to the school district and maybe a $200 million bond. All right, here on the email. Good morning. So I love my big backpack blower. I call it the big air rake. I have 2 acres with dirty eucalyptus trees always dropping leaves. I do my grass areas, landscape, and I do blow my dirt and DG to keep it clean. I can do the lower area probably half acre in about 20 minutes, nice and clean. I love gas-powered equipment. I love the smell of napalm in the morning too, sir. That's well, get rid of the eucalyptus. They're useless anyway. Eucalyptus and palm trees, ban them. Ban them like pickleball and caramel. They're just ugly, they're messy, and they have a tendency, if you let them go, they don't stay up too long, or they can cause problems. Okay, so there's a couple of things this morning here on The Right Choice as we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Pioneer Park has been designated as surplus land by the Paso Robles City Council. The parcel containing the park holds restrooms, a small parking lot, and the skate park. By declaring it surplus, entities can enter into negotiation with the city for purchasing the land. Council voted 4-1 to declare the parcel surplus, with Bausch dissenting. Caltrans announced there will be a closure of Highway 58 and El Camino Real near Santa Margarita. The closure starts Saturday, November 22nd at 6 a.m. and goes through Tuesday, November 25th at noon. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, showers in the afternoon, highs in the low 50s, it's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Business. I'm Therese Crowley. The first check of America's economic pulse since the government shutdown, very strong. The Labor Department's September jobs report finds 119,000 jobs added, more than double the 50,000 expected, with wage growth higher than inflation. Markets going green, while the latest Fox poll shows 40% of voters rate their personal finances excellent to good, 60% say fair to poor. Walmart reporting sales up with more customers making over $100,000 a year, but lower and middle income people pulling back. President Trump has signed legislation ordering the Justice Department to release the files related to sex offender, financier Jeffrey Epstein, no matter who may be implicated. Country Music Awards in Nashville. Vocal Group of the Year, Red Clay Strays, courtesy ABC and CMA with People Hatin'. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey folks, Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Around here, community isn't just something we say, it's something we live. When you shop with us, you're choosing real food from local people. And this holiday season, you're covered. We have Diesel Fresh whole turkeys, just $3.99 a pound or $5.99 a pound for the organic. Farmer John sliced half hams, $3.49 a pound. Mrs. Cuppison stuffing, two for just $5. We have Marie Callender's pies, just $6.99 each. And produce, premium yams, 99 cents a pound. Jumbo pineapples, $4.99. each. 5-pound bag russet potatoes, just 99 cents. And Martinelli's sparkling cider, two for just $6. In the deli, let us do the work. Hot and ready oven roasted turkey breast, just $10.99 a pound. Plus all the holiday sides ready to go. And don't forget the fresh baked sourdough and homemade pies in our bakery. We'll even let you take credit. It's great. Valley Fresh has become a gathering place for the community. Thanks for making us your favorite new store. Stop by and say hi anytime. Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Real food from local people. And see our ad weekly at Valley Fresh Market.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. More rain on the way for your Thursday. Highs in the low to mid-50s and probably ending late morning, early this afternoon. And then some clouds and sunshine. Again, low to mid-50s. A few passing clouds tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny for your Friday. Highs in the low 60s as we head out to Saturday. Even better, upper 60s, Sunday mid-60s, same Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and for your Thanksgiving Thursday, upper 60s with a couple of clouds. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:45 a.m., 4:54 p.m. It is 47 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. The right choice, KPRL. We have 10 and a half minutes away from 8 o'clock.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on.
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Plan for the holidays. You have some folks coming in. Well, they've got you covered for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that's lunch served every day. The brunch is on the weekend. And of course, Wednesday through Sunday is the delicious dinner. All right, coming up December 6th, this sounds like a lot of fun. Toy Bank, Car Show Fundraiser, Daniel's Woodland over that way. Classic cars and trucks, some music, and some grub. Food trucks, tours this year. It's Rock and Roll Dance Contest, Kid Costume Contest, and Christmas Gift Market. Again, Saturday, December 6th, 11 till 4, at the Daniel's Woodland at Ardmore Road. A lot of us were driving through there when they were doing the... We're finishing up the Dog Bone, presented by the Golden State Classic Car Club and the Late Night Cruiser Car Club. Again, it's a benefit, and you can register and find out more at prtoybank.org. That's prtoybank.com. It'd be a cool facility to go through and check it out. Also, the support is needed of Loaves and Fishes here in Paso Robles. They had their fundraiser last weekend, but they have other ways to donate. And it's not government funded. It's supported entirely by the community. It's a family center. They serve household individuals that are struggling to put food on the table. One of the families, all types of families, rather. Hundreds of families receive help. And again, Loaves and Fishes has been serving our community here in Paso Robles for over 40 years. It's a nonprofit organization, 501c. Your donations are tax deductible. So, contact your local Loaves and Fishes here in Paso Robles. All righty, there you go. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at reasonable price. 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock at The Right Choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries of Mr. Haney. Let's see here. Brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Yes, indeed, they have jewelry. If you need some repairs or you need battery and stuff like that, they have their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. So check it out. That is Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. All right, this is a repeat from yesterday because like a knucklehead, I read it. So we'll go Philip of Broadfoot Darnell. That's 2 days in a row. But here we go. Craig Rambo, Mark Hemis, Carol Dillon, Austin Caldwell, Dean Mignola, James E. Smith, Jim Bevan, Wyatt Stinchfield, assuming still in Tennessee, Charlie Collins, and David and Karen Lowe. So happy birthday and happy anniversary to our local celebrities. Now, some people on my right-hand side, Mr. Hubble, the Rhodes Scholar, the astronomer, Edwin Hubble, 1889-1953. Chester Gould, Dick Tracy, cartoonist, 1900-1985. Fran Allison, Kulka, Fran, and Ollie, 1907-1989. Alistair Cook, he was a narrator and, well, other stuff, 1908-2004. Judy Canova, the comedian and actress. 1913, she passed away. 1983, Emilio Pucci, the fashion designer. 1914-1992. Who else do we have on here? Kay Ballard, the comedian, and she was a game show panelist, many shows. 1925-2019, Robert F. Kennedy. 1925-1968, Estelle Parsons, Bonnie and Clyde, and she was in Dick Tracy as well. 1927, Don January, the golf champ, 1929-2023. Hogan's Heroes, but you remember him from Survey Says. Richard Dawson, 1932-2012. Dick Smothers of the Smother Brothers, 1939. Tony Vitala from the Letterman, 1940. Everybody's favorite president, Joe Biden, 1942, if he remembers. Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky, 1942. Oh, a talented actress, Veronica Hamill. Hill Street Blues, 1943. Pinch Hit Deluxe and quite the character. Jay Johnstone, baseball, 1945. Teammate with him, born the same day, same year. Rick Monday, 1945. Dwayne Allman, Allman Brothers, 1946, 1971. From Joe Walsh, the James Gang and with the Eagles. He appeared here with Ringo and his All-Stars, and he's quite the character on stage. I'll put on a good show with him. Let's see here. Bo Derek, 1956. Mark Gastineau, football, 1956. UB40's drummer, Jimmy Brown, 1957. Mm-hmm-hmm. From the Beastie Boys, Mike D, 1965. Ooh, head coach of Clemson? Maybe not after this year. There are some openings. And he played football at Alabama, Dabo Sweeney, 1969. Joey Galloway, good receiver out of The Ohio State and does a good job on the Saturday morning college football stuff, 1971. Onward we go, Dierks Bentley, country singer, 1975. Not a bad baseball player, J.D. Drew, 1975. Onward we go, another country singer, a deep voice, Josh Turner, 1977. Kimberly Walsh from Girls Aloud, 1981. And who else do we have here? That is it. All right, passing away on this day. Speaking of Bonnie and Clyde, the movie, Michael Pollard, he was in it. He died in 2019. Robert Altman, known for his overlapping dialogue from multiple actors, one of the great influential filmmakers, MASH and Nashville and others. He died in 2006. Let's see, who else do we have on here? That's it. Well, not much on the death list. Anyway, going to the top of the list, this gentleman, although he was a bum, I consider him more of an Oakland A or a Kansas City A than I do a bum and a Red Sox. I mean, not a Red Sox, a Cub. He was born in Arkansas. However, he ended up in California, went to Santa Monica High School. And after graduating from high school, he considered to accept a scholarship offer to play for Arizona State. He was offered a $20,000 signing bonus by a scout for the Bums by the name of Tommy Lasorda. It's kind of interesting that they ended up together. But anyway, Rick Monday went to Arizona State University, and he was the first Major League Baseball player drafted in the what we know now as the draft. That was, again, in 1965. Two of his teammates at Arizona State turned out to be pretty good ball players. One, you may remember, guy by the name of Reggie Jackson, and the other, Sal Bando. They all ended up winning championships. Well, no, not Rick didn't win them with the A's. He was gone by then. But anyway, so that must have been a hell of a team. He even had another guy, a catcher named Duffy Dyer on that same team. Anyway, he was outstanding in college, the first overall pick in the draft, and he went on to have a pretty good career. He was a two-time All-Star, World Series champion, and about a .265 hitter, hit over 240 home runs and so forth and so on. But there is an expression that's used, well, maybe not so much, known as Blue Monday up in Montreal. And it was called Blue Monday because Monday hit a two-out ninth-inning home run off the Expos' Steve Rogers. That was in the deciding Game 5. And as a matter of fact, it was kind of funny because Monday and Steve Yeager, they were in a restaurant in Montreal in 1982, a year after, and six of the patrons wanted to fight with him, and they left the restaurant. I mean, Rick and Steve did. But anyway, he's known as an outstanding announcer, and also for his going after the American flag with that person that lit it on fire, and he does have the flag in his home. So, because of that, and always liked Arizona State baseball, Rick Monday goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. A special meeting for the Paso Robles City Council has been scheduled for Friday, November 21st at 9 a.m. The agenda for tomorrow's meeting is a vision session and workshop for the 2026-27 fiscal year budget cycle. The Paso Robles and Atascadero Police Departments have both received grants from the Office of Traffic Safety for traffic enforcement programs, including DUI checkpoints and patrols, enforcement operations, and officer training or certification. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, showers in the afternoon, highs in the low 50s, it's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
I was wrong about that flag, but Monday did serve in the United States Marine Corps Reserve while he was playing Major League Baseball. That was his obligation with the ROTC. He received a phone call from President Ford about what he did, and in 2008 was presented with an American flag that was flown over Valley Forge National Historical Park in honor of his flag rescue. Rick Monday. All right, we've got one more to go this hour, brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.